Good evening, Eurovision lovers. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Ari-Sassiot, and it's time to sit back and relax for an hour of European music.
Hello, this is Claudia Faniello from Malta.
Hello, this is Jozsi Pape from Hungary.
Hello, this is Mikolas Jozef from Czech Republic. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Lilian Saint-Pierre, Soldiers of Love. That was the Belgian entry to the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest on home soil for them in Brussels, of course. Yes. The song was performed fifth on the night following Iceland's entry from Halla Margrét Hjörleifsdóttir and the Swedish entry from Lotta Ellenberg with Boogaloo. At the close of voting, it received 56 points, placing 11th in a field of 22. The song was a plea for golden peace, with Saint-Pierre's singing of the need to be soldiers of love against the violent tendencies of the world. Saint-Pierre recorded her entry in four languages, in Dutch, French, English and German, with all the same title, Soldiers of Love. Oh yes, a big Eurovision classic here on the Eurovision Showcase. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Ari-Sassiot. Hope you're enjoying your stay. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, please do. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Or alternatively, go to twitter.com/ESC Showcase. for our website page on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can, or you can like our Facebook page. It's called the Eurovision Showcase, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Or if you would like the website URL, it is facebook.com/ESE Showcase. Oh, it's so easy. So easy to get in contact, get your dedications and requests in. Well, for Eurovision news this week, it's been a little bit thin on the ground, but we now have the running order for the two semi-finals that will take place on Tuesday, the 8th of May, 2018, and also Thursday, the 10th of May, 2018. Very exciting. Well, I've managed to get tickets for the live semi-final one show, which is on the Tuesday night, of course. So I'll be there in the audience going crazy on the first night of a Eurovision event. Hooray! Didn't manage to get tickets for semi-final two, the live show, but we've got the jury rehearsal, well, the jury show, which is on the Wednesday night. So I'm excited to go there to do that. That's fine. See exactly the same thing as what you do on the Thursday night. And also, we've got the tickets to the jury final on the Friday night. So we won't be there for the Saturday night, sadly. So if you want to see me on telly, you have to keep your eyes peeled on the Tuesday on the semi-finals. All right. So I hope you'll enjoy yourselves up until 6 p.m. this afternoon. So speaking of the semi-finals, let's do a recap now of the running order of the first semi-final for the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. Azerbaijan. Iceland. Albania. Belgium. The Czech Republic. Lithuania. Israel. La Belarusie. Belarus. Estonia. Oh. La Bulgarie, Bulgaria. The message one, Macedonia. Croatia. Austria, Utrecht. La Grèce, Greece. La Finlande, Finland. Armenia. La Suisse, Switzerland. Ireland, Ireland. Going to be a bloodbath. The first semi-final of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest coming from the Atlantis Arena in Lisbon, Portugal. Boa noite to our Portuguese fans and obrigada from what's going to be an incredible show, no doubt about it. I don't think that any Eurovision fan is going to be completely happy with the result of semi-final one, because there are lots of fantastic entries in this semi-final, and the UK has a very big responsibility this year as we get to vote in the first semi-final. So let's hope that at least your favourite manages to get through. Oh yes. Now, let's hear from this Eurovision legend and play her fantastic Eurovision song.
Hello, this is Nicole from Germany. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my Eurovision winning song from 1982. Ein bisschen Frieden, a little peace. Enjoy.
Ein so wie ein Feuer im eisigen Wind, wie eine Puppe, die keiner mehr mag, fühle ich mich an manchen Tag. Dann seh ich die Wolken, die über uns sind, und höre die Schreie der Vögel im Wind. Ich singe aus Angst vor dem Dunkeln mein Lied und hoffe, dass nichts geschieht. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Sonne für diese Erde, auf der wir wohnen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Freude, ein bisschen Wärme, das wünsch ich mir. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Träumen, und dass die Menschen nicht so oft weinen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Liebe, dass ich die Hoffnung nie mehr verliere. Ich weiß meine Lieder, die Ende nicht viel. Ich bin nur ein Mädchen, das sagt, was es fühlt. Allein bin ich hilflos, ein Vogel im Wind, der spürt, dass der Sturm beginnt. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Sonne für diese Erde, auf der wir wohnen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Freude, ein bisschen Wärme, das wünsch ich mir. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Träumen, und dass die Menschen nicht so oft weinen. Ein bisschen Frieden, ein bisschen Liebe, dass ich die Hoffnung nie mehr verliere. Sing mit mir ein kleines Lied, dass die Welt den Frieden lebt. Sing mit mir ein kleines Lied, dass die Welt den Frieden lebt.
Telling you a sister, come and move your body, sister. So come on and make my day, 'cause I'm in love and I can make you feel this way. That's what I wanna say. Oh yeah, that's what I wanna say, honey. Come on. When a boy becomes a man, guess you better know the chance you take. So fast, 'cause it broke.
Oh, okay. I'm all out of breath. I've been singing along to the top of my voice to that. I've been obsessed with that song for like the last week, and I cannot stop listening to it. Singing at the top of my voice. As you're driving into Southampton to work, most mornings I'm singing along to that. And I'm getting some very strange looks around through Hedge End and through Bitton. So apologies to anybody from Southampton who has seen me in my Honda Civic. Singing at the top of my voice, of course. It's hard not to. From an awesome song, Sergio and the Ladies, Sister. Belgium 2002. It came joint 11th with three other countries, and that was the Bosnian Herzegovinan song, and also the Slovenian song in 2002. There we go. So that's that. It's now time to move on to this. It is time for Rob's Random Request, of course.
Rob's Random Request.
Yeah, so as all of you know, I'm sure, Rob is my husband. And he has two hats. He has a hat full of years. He has a hat full of countries. We then take one out of each, and then we play that song which has been selected randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, Rob has picked the year 1973, and he has picked a country which is compatible with this year, thankfully. Oh, and it is Ireland. Yes. Now, Ireland at the 1973 Eurovision Song Contest was represented by the singer Maxi. Now, Maxi was born on the 23rd of February 1950. She is an Irish radio disc jockey, a producer, an actress, a journalist, and of course, she's a singer. She came to fame in Ireland as part of a popular girl group, Maxi, Dick and Twink, in late 1960. She grew up in Dublin's Harold's Cross at school. She sang in the little Dublin Singers before joining the Young Dublin Singers. She was nicknamed Maxi in school because of her MC letters in her name. Interesting. Well, Maxi, Dick and Twink trio toured Ireland, the UK and Canada and recorded two singles, and they worked on session singers in Motown Studios in Detroit, Michigan before disbanding. Following this, she pursued a career with Danny Doyle and the Music Box before going solo. And she represented Ireland, as we know, in the 1973 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Do I Dream, finishing 10th. Aha, there you go. So she's worked on RTE Radio 1 as well, and she's been doing all sorts of bits and bobs, bless her. So she's been keeping busy in recent years. So she got 80 points in 10th place. The scoring system in the 70s was confusing because not everybody was happy, and for very various reasons. So let's move on to the song that came 10th with 80 points. It is the Irish entry from 1973. This week's Rob's Random Request, Maxi with Do I Dream.
Does the sun dance on the river? Does it sparkle? Does it quiver? Do I dream? Are the mountains blue and hazy? Or am I a little crazy? Do I dream? My darling, tell me, do your arms unfold me? Did you say you love me only? Is it true? Or am I in a dream? Silver lining, will the sun be always shining? Darling, do I dream? Are we walking through the heather? Are we holding hands together? Do I dream? Are there many colored flowers? Have we loved away the hours? Do I dream? My darling, if I'm dreaming, love you, and that is not a dream.
once again you love me, do I dream? My darling, are we walking close together? Could we stay like this forever? Is it true, or am I in a dream? Will this love go on forever? Could we share our life together? Do I dream? Do I dream?
Maxine and Franklin Brown with Way Back When. Tals Ulster is to Care, which is the Dutch version, which was sang on the night initially. That was in the Netherlands Eurovision entry in 1996, and they're going to be at Eurovision in concert in Amsterdam very soon. Oh, how exciting. Very, very exciting indeed. Now, I must say, the most awkward point of just before the vote, well, before Maxine and Franklin Brown took to the stage to sing their song, the late great Terry Wogan said in the UK commentary that it's O.J. Simpson meets Ruby Wax. Awkward. Oh dear, it did make me laugh. He did come out with some hilarious stuff, but I don't think it was as funny for Maxine and Franklin Brown, because Franklin was a police officer. So... yeah, I don't think so. Right, let's move swiftly on. In a little bit, we will be recapping the running order for the second semi-final of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Also, we'll have Alive and Kicking, so stay tuned. But next up, it's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday the 8th of April, 2018... Now, the future on her phenomenal projection dress is in doubt, but should Estonia's Elina Nuntsieva be forced to leave her glowing gown at home, at least she can dance her way into the Euro Club. Yes, that's because her Eurovision 2018 for Estonia, La Forza, has been remixed especially for the dance floor. You can check this out on YouTube. You can also check it out at Spotify and also on iTunes. Eurovision staging guru Sasha Jean-Baptiste will help create the stage performance of Jessica Mauboy's Australian entry song called We Got Love. She also did Isaiah's song for Australia in 2017. OGAE Czech Republic is the fourth fan club to deliver their points for the 2018 OGAE poll. Their 43 members are in agreement with OGAE's Belarus, France and Spain, awarding their top points to the Israeli entry, Netta with Toy. The Czech Republic have also put Spain on the leaderboard with 6 points. The Czech Republic's top three have also featured in the voting in previous OGAE clubs, with the 12 points going to Israel, the 10 points going to Cyprus's Alina Foriena with Fuego, and the 8 points went to France's Madame Monsieur with Merci. Miklos Josef, who is representing the Czech Republic at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with the song Dance For Me, has signed a worldwide record deal with Sony Music ahead of the Eurovision 2018. And finally, the London Eurovision party took place last Thursday. If you'd like to find out more details about that and check out the performances, head over to londoneurovision.com. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasiat, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom on 92.3 FM, and all around the world on forestfm.co.uk.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Requiem. Enjoy.
This is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy.
Namaste! Ale! Lezioni di Nirvana, c'è Buddha e fine indiana, per tutti un'ora d'aria di gloria.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Now you can see how far you've walked, the mountains climbed, the oceans cleared.
Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
should be. When I just can't face the day, when darkness falls around me, and I just can't find my way, when my eyes don't clearly see, and I stumble through. You I lean upon, you keep me strong, and you rise me when I fall. You are there when I most need you, you are there so constantly. You come shining through, always do. You are always there for me. When life brings me to my knees, when my back's against the wall, you are standing there right with me, just to keep me standing tall. Though a burden I may be, you don't weary, you don't rest. You are reaching out, I know I'm heaven blessed. You are there when I most need you. You are there so constantly. You come shine there through. You always do. You are always
the late great Jan Rune Danielsson with the song Always There. That's a cover of that song. And Jan Rune Danielsson was in a duet, singing the song duet with Elisabeth Andreasen in the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest for Norway. Jan Rune Danielsson, one of the most underrated solo singers that we've ever had, I think, in European music. One of the best to ever come out of Norway. And I really, really would have loved him to have represented Norway in 2000. He came second in their national song contest with a song called One More Song, but they were beaten by the girl group Charmed with the song My Heart Goes Boom, which in its all fact of cheesiness, it was fantastic for Eurovision. And Norway didn't do too badly in 2000, but I really would have loved Jan Vuno Danielsson. Such a stunning, stunning voice. And he was taken away from us on Earth far, far too early in his life. So, anyways, now let's move on to the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 in the Atlantis Arena in Lisbon, Portugal. And this is the official running order. And I'm going to tell you what song belongs to what country. Norway, La Norvège. La Roumanie, Romania. La Serbie, Serbia. San Marin, San Marino. Le Denmark, Denmark. La Russie, Russia. La Moldavie, Moldova. La Pays-Bas, the Netherlands. Everybody's got a little drum and swing. Strong, cold, rolling like a young Mick Jagger. A new tattoo that you can't keep hidden. Everybody's got a little outlaw in a day. We got love. Australia, Australia. La Géorgie, Georgia. La Polonia, Poland. Malt, Malta. Six and star.
Now on that, hey, Hungary!
La Lettonie, Latvia. La Suède, Sweden. Montenegro, Montenegro. Let's love me, Slovenia. Ukraine. Oh, it's going to be a great show too. The second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. Now, oh, goodness me. There isn't a standout winner, I don't think, this year at all. But I think there's going to be a lot of surprises, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm quietly confident about the UK entry, I must admit. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. You never know in the Eurovision Song Contest. Don't write off the UK or anybody else's chances. You never know until we get to Lisbon. Okay. Right, let's move on to this. Yes, it's just gone 10 to 6 and it's time for the Live and Kicking on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this week we're heading over to Munich, Germany and the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest. And this song is simply incredible. This song won the contest in 1983 and still blows me away to this very day. It's Corinne Hermes. She won with 123 points. No, 42 points, excuse me. she sang the song C'est la vie et le cadeau. And let's hear this live performance. And it's called If Life is a Gift, including commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan.
Too. And the final song is the Luxembourg entry. I confess to a sneaking regard for both the singer and the song. Si la vie est cadeau, if life is a gift. One of the best singers in the contest, Corinne Hermes, striking girl with striking pale eyes. If life is a gift, to be given then taken back, a stolen gift, then take love as a gift.
Song Contest 1983. Der 20. Beitrag kommt aus Luxemburg. The final song of the song contest is coming from Luxembourg. La chanson finale de notre concours Eurovision de la chanson nous vient de Luxembourg. Si la vie est cadeau. Texte, lyrics, paroles par Alain Garcia. Componiste, composer, compositeur, Jean-Pierre Miller. Der Dirigent, der Conductor, le chef d'orchestre, Michel Bernholk.
Michel Bernholk is also a composer and a record producer.
Und es singt Performing Artist, interprété par Corinne Hermes.
Corinne Hermes with a backing group of five. Si la vie est cadeau, if life is a gift.
Nous, c'était du bleu, un ciel d'été, un océan transparent. Nous étions deux. Et l'on s'aimait à faire arrêter le temps. Mais le temps nous a trahis. Alors pourquoi m'avoir promis la terre entière? Notre amour aurait suffi. Je ne voulais pas de bonheur.
So hard to breathe. A leap of faith now haunting me. What happened to the words? It's always you and me. I wanna feel alive when I'm running through my life. So help me to ignite the spark I feel inside. So help me now. Let me up. Tell me where to go.
Adore that song, the best Polish Eurovision entry for quite a while. That's Gromy featuring Lucas Major with Light Me Up, Poland 2018. Well, that is your Eurovision showcase for another week. I hope you could join me, Kieran Uritasiewicz, next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more glory from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. You can find the links to our shows and previous shows, of course, via our social network pages. So take care and have a wonderful week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen. Toodaloo!